Dr. Kayum dictating psychiatry note on an established patient. Today is dated January 23rd. Kenneth Martin, MARTIN, vital signs, height is 5'10", weight is 180, blood pressure is 108 over 63, pulse is 86 per minute. Chief complaints. This Alexa did not help. I'm still depressed and not sleeping. History of present illness. Patient continues to struggle with multiple issues around his mood disorder, anxiety, sleep issue, as well as chronic pain related to his back. Family psychosocial history. There's some ongoing stressors in the family. His daughter is currently not doing well, going through a breakup with her boyfriend. Alcohol, substance abuse. Patient denies use. On appearance, the patient appears well-groomed, appropriate, gait and station normal and steady. Mental status examination reveals a cooperative individual who was oriented in all three spheres. Speech was seen to be relevant, coherent, and goal-directed, with no evidence of any form of thought disorder. Mood at the present time was depressed, dysphoric, affect was anxious, apprehensive, no perceptual disorders, nor delusional thought content, denies any suicidal ideation, intent, or plan. Problem number one. Depression, problem 2, anxiety, problem 3, chronic pain syndrome. Diagnosis X is 1A296.32, X is 2, X is 1B, disorder of initiating and maintaining sleep, X is 1C, chronic pain syndrome. Treatment plan, number 1, discontinue Celexa, not helping. Number 2, trial of amitriptyline, 50 milligrams for 4 days, and if tolerated, to increase to 100 milligrams at that time. This may help not only with for its antidepressant effect, but also with the chronic pain syndrome. I have discussed with the patient in detail the risk-benefit analysis, side effect indications for use, effect on driving, interaction with alcohol. Number 3, follow-up has been scheduled to review and titrate the medication as needed. End of dictation.